Hello from the North Shore Community School of the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of February 8th, 2020. Hello, my name is Ruka, and I'm your phonologist for this week. Max saw the full moon reflecting off the lake on Sunday the 9th. On Sunday the 9th, Mrs. TG and her husband were out snowshoeing. They watched a great gray owl trying to hunt in their field. He or she did not seem to mind them watching quietly. During that time, it dove into the crusty snow talons first two times, and both times it came up empty. It was a testament to the fact that life in the wild is not easy, even for predators. Voles and mice, their only food source, are enjoying the safety of the under-snow layer, protected by several layers of icy crust from the clutches of owls and foxes. For humans, it is like going to the grocery store and finding the door is locked. A shrike was seen sitting on a power line near school on Monday the 10th. Sophie saw four deer in her backyard on the 11th. At the end of the same day, Ezra and his family watched five deer, two moms, and three fawns. They were trying to find an easy spot to climb over the steep snowbanks on the side of the road because walking on the road is much easier than the deep, crusty snow. On Monday, Ellen was babysitting in Two Harbors, and she saw about 15 deer all walking down the street in a single file line. The weather has certainly chilled this week, with the freeze going deep into the soil making it expand. Our houses make lots of noises as they shift. On Wednesday night, the 12th, Miss Jackson heard our house making a sharp cracking noises. It is happening each night this week. The morning on the 13th, it was especially cold with the temperatures in the teens below zero and more frigid with the wind chill. On the 14th, Mrs. TG recorded a 28 degrees at her weather station. During phonology journals, Miss Jackson's class saw a crow overhead, but it was honking like a goose. Mrs. TG was snowshoeing in her woods on the 11th and took pictures of some marten-like tracks, only much larger. She showed them to several ridge naturalists to check her guess. They agreed it was a fisher. These mammals are quite uncommon in our woods these days, and it was heartening to see them. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week, and be observant.